Howdy, folks. You've got to tune to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. I'm Jasper. How's it going? This is a new show of mine that I'm doing. It's called Listening Party. Been meaning to do it for a while, but I'm finally getting around to it now. The premise is just, you know, selections from the music department, our favorite singles that have come through in the last 2 weeks. I'm planning on doing the show like every 2 weeks. So every other Thursday, you can catch the show here on CITR at 3 o'clock. I hope you're liking our theme music. This is a song called Stranger Days by one of my favorite local bands, Real Ponchos. This is the lead single off of their most recent record called Sunshine, which came out last year. Very cool record. Actually, all their records are great. They've put out 3 LPs in the last like 3 or 4 years. Sort of cosmic cowboy kind of guys. Anyways, the first song I want to play for you folks is by an artist named Carver Baranda. This is a really, really new record. Came out just last month. It's called Spooky Love. Carver is a Canadian, currently living in New Orleans. And I'm not sure where they're from originally, but they released a record of like 4-track tape recordings last year called Salt Spring Island Tapes. So I don't know, maybe she's from Salt Spring. But this song is, this whole record is like a super warm analog, sort of dusty, old timey, set of recordings, a lot of really nice analog warmth. And, this one's called If Nothing Else Comes Along.
I know.
Such a classic sound. So spooky, so warm, so analog. That was Carver Baranda. Next up, Dan Edmonds. So Dan's cool. Dan's been around for a long time making music in Canada. He's from Toronto. He fronted a band called Harlan Pepper, which it seems is now on hiatus. They released a record in 2014 via Paper Bag called Take Out a 20 and Live Life to the Fullest, which I think is just one of the greatest album titles I've heard in a long time. And since then, Dan's kind of been doing a solo thing. I know that he got really into like analog recording, and he's sort of been assembling his own tape-based studio. There's a cool video on YouTube of him giving a tour of his studio. 2016, he released a record called Ladies on the Corner, which is sort of like a really raw analog. I don't know. It's not pop. It's kind of rootsy, folksy. But this new record is called Softy. Came out a couple weeks ago, It's very much like it reminds me a lot of Whitney's first record, but it's sort of more. It's a little more raw, a little more vibrant. It's a little less smooth. I love it. It's got like 10 really short, really pop focused songs. And we're going to hear the title track of Softy, which is Softy. So here it is by Dan Edmonds.
One token of labor they can't access your mind. I think of my lover, how one day he will die. The truth is nature pays us no mind. Like the movement of water, you cannot rewind. Almost 8 years old, he still moves like a child. His heart is pure. I thought I knew so much about love and affection. A universe connected when you find love. I thought I knew so much.
Just love that horn arrangement at the end, you know? And they're recorded so well, they're so saturated and warm. Dan, that was great. That was Softy by Dan Edmonds, title track from his new record, Softy. Check it out. Moving right along, something I've been enjoying for a few months now. It comes from us via Alex Bent and the Emptiness. Now, Alex is a, I mean, he's a hip hop artist, but he's kind of so much more than that. He's kind of just making music, some, you know, pop music. He put out a record called Baby this summer via the Trifecta Sound Co., which is a sort of music and arts collective based in Saskatoon and Regina. And Alex's record is really hard to classify because there's like definitely, it's definitely rooted in hip hop and pop. But there's like some indie rock songs on this album. It kind of goes all over the place. So he's kind of hard to pin down. This song's called Coolin', and I don't know. I loved it right away, and I've been listening to it quite a bit over the last few months. So here it is. Coolin' by Alex Bent. Catch that line about his dog. He gives a shout out to his dog. He says, rest in peace to my dog. I miss the smell of his paws. I mean, come on. That's songwriting. That was Alex Bent in the Emptiness with Coolin'. Shout out to Marvin Chan of Samurai Champs, who the founder of Trifecta Sound Co. in Saskatoon. He swung by CITR this summer on his way to Singapore, where he's playing some shows, which sounds great. Very cool person. Doing a lot of cool things out in Regina, brought a lot of like great R&B hip hop music with him from the prairies, which is great. I don't think a lot of people think of that kind of music when they think of the prairies, but yeah, apparently there's a lot going on. Moving along, we got some rock and roll. This is a song called Median by an artist called Tummy Ache. Tummy Ache is Soren Bryce, who is based in Nashville. And they put this record out, Hump Day, just came out. this month via Poor Man Records. This is like, it's just a super saturated, really high energy song. I love the way it's recorded. I love the way it sounds. It's hard to like record electric guitars and like dense rock music and have it not sound crowded and like too compressed and crappy. But I really think the, like the energy of this song is amazing. And they just put out a great video for another song called Commonplace where Soren appears to be like on a treadmill or something and it's a close up of her face. And then she just like turns around and runs and jumps in the ocean. I know that doesn't really sound that interesting, but the way it's shot is great. So you should go check it out. But anyways, without further ado, this is Median by Tommy Ache.
Sweet. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthaskakuya, Talit, Sin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Ta-ta!
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be
you. Yeah, it's true. You know, we're here for you if you ever want to come make a radio show. I wish I'd known about the radio here at CITR when I was in school. I mean, I'm glad I found out about it now, but I think it would have kept me out of a lot of trouble. How you doing? You're still listening to CITR. I'm Jasper. This is Listening Party. That last tune was Tummy Ache. The song's called Median. Did you feel the impact of those drums in, like, when they kicked in? I love the way that song sounds. It's like I said before, it's really hard to make rock music sound like that, you know? So, okay, moving along. Oh, a really fun song. Ellen Fraze. Ellen Fraze is from Saskatoon. She just released a new record called Fightin' Words. I really like Ellen's style. I don't know. I just was checking, like, her music came through the department, and so I was doing some, I was looking her up and stuff, and she just seems like a really cool person. Her band's called her backup band's called the Hot Toddies, which is definitely one of my favorite winter and fall drinks. For anyone who's not familiar, hot toddy, it's like tea and lemon and a little bit of whiskey. Really nice way to end a long day at the office. But anyways, that's not important. Ellen Fraze, her new record, Fightin' Words, it's really fun. It has a really great sort of retro classic sound. Really, her band does a lot of like doo-woppy background vocals, which I always like. Another great song on that record, Eden Spring and Summer. Check that one out. It's about like, it seems to be about this one time that Ellen saw a magazine cover with a beautiful person on it, and it had a strong impact on them. And she sort of has this moment with this model on the cover of Eden Spring and Summer from 1975. Great premise for a song. Also has a song called I Wish I Had a Footlong Cigarette, which I think is a great song title. And I can relate to the feeling. So this song's called Bend With Me. It's the opener from Ellen Fraze's new record, Fightin' Words.
Thank you.
could find myself feeling no good. It just feels like I'm waiting for you to let go. Use my legs move. I don't even think about it. My mouth speaks, but I don't want to talk about it. Just a groovy little woozy, and I want to bend with you.
Bend, bend with you tonight. Bend, bend with you.
But the days and the nights they keep going.
Sweet willow tree, deep river weep, I've got too many eyes to take in what I've seen. Deep river bed, so much in this head, we'll take this river down, floating sweet and sound. Da da dung 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 da dung. Dum da dum dum da dum dum da dum da 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 da. Deep river weep, I've got too many eyes to take in what I've seen. Deep river bed, so much in this head, we'll take this river down. Floating sweet in sound, sweet willow tree. Deep river weep, I've got too many eyes to take in what I've seen. Deep river bed, so much in this head, we'll take this river down. Floating sweet in sound. Sweet willow tree, deep river weep, I've got too many eyes to take in what I've seen. Deep river bed, so much in this head, we'll take this river down, floating sweet and sound.
That's nice, eh? That was The Nunnery. The Nunnery is a solo project of a person whose first name is Sarah. That's what I know about them. Sarah's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's their third LP, which is called We Are the Stars. It just came out. They're like a vocalist looper. The whole record is quite gorgeous. These very elaborate and lush arrangements composed mostly of just like vocal sounds. In that track you heard some sampling. That song was called Sweet Willow Tree, and there's some percussion in some of the other songs, but it's like mostly vocal stuff. Really great record, check it out. The Nunnery, We Are the Stars. Before that was Ellen Fraze with Ben With Me, the opening track from her new record Fightin' Words. Ellen's about to go on tour with Casey and Clayton, and her record was produced by either Casey or Clayton. I'm not sure which. They also just put out a great record, which was produced by Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, and it sounds dope. So next, I want to go, I was thinking for this show I would do a segment, like I would do one song every episode, which was like a deep cut, a CanCon deep cut. And today we are going to do a song called Destroy, Destroy, Destroy by the Liptonians. The Liptonians is a band that is no longer a band. This song came out in 2011. It's been a while. They're from Winnipeg. They released two records. Their last LP, their last full length, came out in 2008. It was called Let's All March Back Into the Sea. And not much has happened for them since this last record came out, or at least this single came out. It was released like via Light Organ as a split 7-inch with the Zolas, I think, as they toured together. But nothing's really been going on since then. I did look at their Facebook page today, and I saw that exactly 1 year ago today they did a Wilco tribute night in Winnipeg. So I don't know, maybe they're thinking about getting back together. But this song's called Destroy, Destroy, Destroy. It's a really fun song. It's a pop song, I guess you would call it. I'm not really a big fan of genres, but whatever. But if you're near a computer, go check out the video, because the video is fun. It's like, it makes me feel good. It's just a bunch of friends. They get together. It's like a summer afternoon. It's not like a narrative video, or at least they're not acting, but they're actually just hanging out. And then they split off into teams, and then they roam all over Winnipeg, I think it is, and they just collect trash, and then they build like a trash raft, and then they sail down a river on their trash raft, and they actually do all this. It's great. So check out the video. And without further ado, this is Destroy, Destroy, Destroy by the Liptonians.
Shut
I didn't remember this, but at the end of the video, I'm in your studio here watching that video. They throw the raft away after they spent all day making it, which I guess is that makes sense because it is made of trash. It's basically they find two mattresses and a million like plastic bottles, and they like fill the mattress with plastic bottles, and tape them together, and then they have a raft. That made me really really miss summer. Although I am enjoying the winter, I must say. But I'm not going to talk about the weather. That's not what I came here to do. That was destroy, destroy, destroy by the Liptonians. I hope the Liptonians get back together, or at least do more Wilco cover band shows, because that's awesome. Moving along to an act called HXXS. Whew, that's hard to say. HXXS. They released a record this summer called Year of the Witch via Captured Tracks. They're a duo from California, I think. Yeah, they're based in Southern California. They're from Portland, Oregon. Gavin Neves and Jeannie Colleen. It's kind of an intense record. It's like really kind of glitchy like electro pop stuff. I'm like hesitant to call it pop, but I mean I call so many things pop these days because I don't know what else to call anything, but this song is called Learner, and it kind of feels like Nine Inch Nails is covering Prince. Maybe that's all I'm going to say about it. This is Learner by HXXS. Yeah, I think I was pretty bang on. with the old Nine Inch Nails Prince thing. That was HXXS with Learner from their record Year of the Witch. It's a pretty cool one. Worth a listen for sure. Next, we're going to Montreal. Yeah, we're going to listen to Corridor, a new band from Montreal. They just put out a record called Junior, which was recorded in a very short amount of time, apparently. Signed to Sub Pop, which is great. Love to see Canadian bands getting signed to Sub Pop. Came out in October. I love the guitar work on this record. I love the energy. It's just a really fun, smart rock and roll record, like contemporary rock and roll record. They're on tour right now with Dumb, which is awesome. They're playing the Astoria on the 8th. So what is that, like 3 days from now? Yeah, I guess this weekend they're playing at the Astoria with Dumb, and then they're going down to Seattle, play Barboza. Barboza is a great little venue. Both of those shows are going to be excellent. The song we're hearing from Corridor is called Domino, and it's fun. I hope you dig it. Here it is.
Le pied gauche qui te coince contre le mur. friend. If you want me to, I'll call you Aaron. I can, Aaron, I can. You sing your song with your back turned to me. Your body's shaking, voice sturdy and still.
Okay, well, that's it. That's all of our time together. That last song was Aaron by Palehound. Man, if you haven't checked out Palehound, do yourself a favor. They just put out a record called Black Friday. I saw them. I mean, they're new to me. I just saw them open for Big Thief like a month ago. It's the project of a singer-songwriter named Ellen Kempner, who has been making records for a long time. But I just sort of did a deep dive into her work and like a really compelling lyricist, a really she has a sort of quiet intensity, you know, that's, she's got that sort of whispered vocal delivery thing, which is hard to do when you're in the front of a rock band, but yeah, she just a really intense and thoughtful and wonderful songwriter. So thanks for listening. This was Listening Party. My name is Jasper. I'll be bringing the show to you every 2 weeks on Thursdays at 3 o'clock. Wherever you are, I hope you're good, and I will see you in 2 weeks.